94 AKM in Shelby.
Sierra Mobile.
4 AKM. Good afternoon.
AM N0GR. Let me turn my background radio down here. I'd say it's a good afternoon, but it's been cloudy and overcast and pouring down rain. Probably hear the wipers going. My name's Tom.
It's not bad over here. It's raining. It's coming straight down. It's not too windy. Just a light breeze. I'm over here in Shelby, and the name here is Pete. And I'm sitting here in my shack, playing with connectors and transistors and what like.
Transistors and what else?
And resistors and all kinds of components.
Fun, Pete. I used to do a lot of that. Oh, well, we're up here just passed over Lake Cunningham on Highway 101 north of Greer. And as always now, there's a line of traffic in front of us from all over the world. But we're headed down to take some eggs to my daughter from our chickens. Just to get out. I know it's not the most climatological great day, but we're old and we enjoy it. Well, what are you messing with, 7400s or TTLs or 4000 CMOSes or what kind of circuit you messing with?
555. I'm trying to make a timer for a light that's by RF, and it'll time in and out, but I'm working on it.
Oh, that is a pun there, I see. Yeah, that's one of them eight-legged little cockroaches, and they're used quite frequently. They make them in surface mount now, but we ain't going to trigger that with an SCR. Well, you said you were going to trigger it with RF, though, didn't you?
Yes, I'm going to I have to figure out something that will kick it with millivolts, so haven't figured this out. But, you know, people don't go to transistors or ICs anymore. I do because that's what I've had. I've had these components for probably 15 years, and I don't want to throw them out. I mean, they're new and good. I have resistor boxes. I just don't want to throw them out. So I've been just experimenting and doing this and that with them. But it's a good thing that I'm doing this. Keeps my hands busy, out of trouble, and my mind going, you know?
Yes, I know what you mean, Pete. I tell people I'm 57 years old and dyslexic because I get them numbers reversed. Well, here's a suggestion for you that I really enjoy. Try doing CW or Morse code. I think you'd really enjoy that. That's the reason I do it. It's not only enjoyable, but it keeps my mind busy. And I don't usually even use it until, 7, 8 o'clock at night. And I get on, and while Bernice, which is my wife of 55 years here, sitting by me, she said, it sounds like you keeping all those components. But I got rid of a little of it. I throwed out three encyclopedias of electronics that seemed like all of us bought back in the old days. They were circuits, and you could build them. I kind of hate that now because I got a good friend that's all kind of exploring that era. And he's got a lot of parts now, too, that he could put together and do that with. That 555 is one of the most versatile ships in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Is it for an op amp? You can use it for, well, it's linear. An amplifier, switching, you can do it, do quite a bit. You can even do an oscillator, you know, with your feedback circuits. But I have fun with it. I do have 7400s and EEPROMs, but I don't. I used to use a color computer by Tandy. It had the 6809, something like that, microprocessor, and I had it set up to where I can make, do OS9 and put it on the chip. And that was fun, but now I'm getting older. I'm too old to to think about that kind of thing, you know. And programming in BASIC, I got away from that. Oh, and the COBOL. Oh my gosh, I had so much trouble with that. Were you into tubes at all?
TR, no worries. Zero Tango Romeo. I was. I worked on machine tools for 50 years and different types. 32 years in a 300,000 foot machine shop I had to take care of, and then I had another 30,000 feet across the street, and I had another about that much when they moved the structural shop up. I had to take care of the structural shop. So I see now, I didn't program the EEPROMs. I was there once when we added a Bandit drive to a CNC, an older CNC machine. It was three axis, and it was an Allen Bradley machine. I went to school on it out in Wichita, which I was supposed to go to the factory, and the cheap maintenance supervisor, I had my airplane tickets and all, and he wouldn't let me go. I wish he had them. So we had another guy come in and program the tool changer, which was really a chore. And he would take the EEPROMs and erase them with ultraviolet and then blow in a new program to them each time. So I got used to seeing it done and all, but I didn't really do the programming on it. But I had a course in COBOL and Fortran many, many years ago that I took in an electronic course I took for 4 years. And I just never did get into that end of it. But I worked on large generating drives that used big, huge Thyrotron 672s and stuff like that. The tubes were, a foot tall and 2 or 3 inches in diameter. And most of the time there were 600 volts on the anodes. And then you had all the controlling tubes, you know, your voltage regulators and your all that other stuff. And that 555, you can make a stable oscillator with it and a bistable oscillator with it and just about anything you can dream up. Most of the time with op amps, we had separate chips for that, you know. I can't remember the numbers on them. I think it was in the 900 series, but used a lot of op amps and that stuff. And they'd use them for summation in the feedback circuits on the machine tools and that. Anyways, go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, this is KD4AKM. Yeah, I know what you mean. The 7400, I mean, it's versatile also. It's TTL, but, you know, you can go NOR and exclusive, NOR and, you know, it's endless also. Inverting. In fact, I used to use it for inverting video on the green screens back in the, what is it, 70s? They had the green screens, and I switched them over to black, and it was fun. But I was into three-phase synchronous motors, and yeah, that was fun, large relays. But most of my life, I've been into electronics, and my father always told me that I would never be rich, but I would always be able to put food on the table, you know?
The way I felt, and I had a family to raise. We had two girls, and they turned out great, and I think thanks to my wife for that mostly, because I was on call 24 hours a day, and that's 99% of what I worked with, or 95%, I would say, was 480-volt three-phase. I did work a little bit of 550 on a machine that we built for Canada one time, three-phase. And about the highest voltages I ever disconnected was 750 kVA transformers that were on 13,800. I'd have to disconnect those once in a while. And the motors, mostly up to about 300 horse in size.
Did you ever have to exchange transformers because the PCBs?
Yeah, that's why I had to open those primaries leading to the machine shop. They had a big tanker truck come up, and it had to recirculate that oil in there. I think it was a General Electric oil. I can't remember the name of it now. And it had PCBs in it, and they recirculated it and purified it until it got down like below 100 parts per million, and then it was approved by the EPA, and you didn't have to change the transformers out.
To have it inspected or proof of it, turn it into the EPA?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, without any doubt that had to be done. They used to have a lot of the pots on the poles and that, they had PCB oil in them, and some of the capacitor banks on line voltages out, you know, on the feeds for cities and that, the capacitors had PCB. Even lighting had some capacitors that were PCB.
And the EPA has really changed the way things are run, all the way from oil contamination to chemical to the smokestacks, part per million, revamping, acid, and concentrating on so many broad things. And from what I understand, they're a small, considerably, considering other departments of the government, it's a small department.
Only chlorinated biophenyls were not a good thing to deal with. They caused cancer. And I can remember, now this company's closed now, but a company that I worked for many years, over at the foundry, the boys over there tell me that those capacitors would blow up underneath the big ovens, and that they were required to go under those rags and wipe that oil up, which was really, really bad. But I know this to be be true. One of the guys went on to own an electric company. He told me that, and I didn't think anything about it back then, but you know what? There might have been long-term consequences over them doing that. Let's send 0TR.
KM. Well, along with OSHA came in and revamped and made things safer for the worker. But in some cases, they kind of went overboard, you know? That's government for you. Some things they did good, you know, protecting us workers. You know, the experience I have is very small in comparison with electronics, power lines, transmission lines. You know, it's so much vast. And the microprocessing now, which I'm not familiar with, the small stuff, you mentioned it.
Mountain technology, me neither. I can look at a board with that stuff on it and know what I'm looking at, you know. That's not too hard. But as far as the microprocessors go, that's more on W4DJW's line. He knows that kind of, he's a software architecture guy. He knows that kind of stuff. But I just never got into that. And I had, towards the end of my career, a little bit of the PLCs, but not a lot. I knew how to deal with them and how to, you know, change an input-output card and all that. But as far as programming them, no, I never did do that. I seen it done, I know how it's done, and I understand it, but it's amazing the general purpose controls that they've replaced with the PLCs and the variable speed drives now, and the inverters are just terrific, you know, with their, I had to deal with primary resistive, primary inductive, auto transformer starts and things like that. Whereas nowadays they got linear acceleration and deceleration and using AC drives for it. They could not control AC like that back in my days.
How about you had to speak English on ham radio, KB4CBA?
Now, you talk about contamination, Pete. There's a number one issue right there. This is Dave. Go ahead, Pete.
Send it over, back over to him, huh?
You can add something to the conversation. I don't know that much about any of what you're talking about, and if I take something apart, if it's not fried or burned, or if he's blown, I'll just put it back together and, you know, let somebody else mess with it. But anyway, I plug it in, it works, I'm happy.
It's probably going to save a lot of lives, including the rest of your family, on stuff you worked on. I'm getting older now, Pete. There's just, some things are just too much of a strain anymore. And like I had an L4B amplifier that I put a lot of money into and rebuilt the power supply and everything that needed to be done in it. And that thing weighed like 46 pounds, I think. And you just got to be where I couldn't move it or lift it around. The power supply weighed as much as the transmitter part. But you just can't do the things nowadays as you used to in the old days. But it sounds to me like you're doing a pretty good job, Pete.
Number of things, I can't really do a great deal. You know, just the small little projects, I would never concentrate on something as big as an amp, solid state amp anyway. I do have SB 200 that I keep up and maintain, and she still works. No harmonics, no dips, no. It just sounds good. But I right now I don't have it in line because I just moved up here from Georgia, and it's something that I want to put in line. The amount of time that I spend on the radio is not really all that much. So, but I'm happy with what I'm doing. I just turned 70. I feel younger than what I am. I look younger than what I am, but I don't walk as young as I am.
Just pouring down here.
Here on 291, getting ready to cross over 385. Got a good steady rain here. Nothing out of the ordinary. Just a nice shower, and roads are a tad flooded on the right at the curb, but that's kind of normal. But anyway, y'all carry on. I'll just listen. KB4CBA, turn it over to Steve. All right, forgive me.
Well, we've kind of gotten together and shared a few things. It brings back memories, and most of them good. Some of the overtime that I had to do and the on-call, I hated that. You know what that's like, and getting woke up in the middle of the night, and you can't even have a cup of coffee. You kind of be like a fireman. Jump into your pants and run getting your shoes. The charge in getting to the truck,
Good to hear you, Dave. I was on call 32 years, and I know what you're talking about. When something went down, like an overhead crane, it just stopped the whole shop, and we had 20-ton and 50-ton cranes and such. It wasn't no fun, especially in the middle of summer or the winter. Anyways, Pete, that amplifier I had 2 3500Zs, and a new set was matched, and they were over $400. Those are great tubes. I just enjoyed seeing them glow. Reminded me of the old Mercury tubes that we used on the DC drives. But they're tough, very tough, and they last forever if you treat them right. And I sold it to a good friend of mine that's in our club, and actually sold it to him for much less than I had in it, but that's all right. He's a great guy, and I'm glad he got it, and he's enjoying it. But that SB200, I think's a heat kit, and that's a great one, too. It really is. This one was 2,000-watt input and 1,500 out, and you'd sit there and do it all day if you wanted to. But I don't. I just do a little CW, and I got a solid-state one now, Pete, and I enjoy that. I don't have to monkey with it there. CMOS, or MOS transistors in it, and it's really nice to have when you need it in a crummy sunspot cycle. Well, Pete, I got to go. We got our eggs here, and we're arriving at the daughter's house. And, boy, I enjoyed reminiscing with you. And, you're right about that OSHA. Some of the things they did, most of them was good. But, guys, the things I worked on, you had no protection. And flash burns were common for a lot of people. Thank the good Lord I didn't get one, because that stuff explodes so bad. And shield over their face, and all the restrictions are really great on the three-phase high voltage. And I look back on it now and think how lucky I was, because I've come close, but I never did get burnt, and I still got all my toes and fingers and eyeballs. Take care, Pete. Pleasure's all mine, sir. This is N0TR clear with your final, sir.
So I enjoyed the reminiscing. And thank you, Tom, for the QSL. This is KD4AKN, and I'll be clear.
For you will be monitoring.